Welcome to Food Talk. I'm Pat with North Coast Food Web, cultivating healthy communities in the Lower Columbia Pacific region through food and agriculture. And joining us today on Food Talk is Linda Perkins,
Hi.
Home cook and baker extraordinaire, and the driving force behind the annual bake sale for Clatsop Animal Assistance. Linda, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. So Clatsop Animal Assistance is a really wonderful nonprofit organization here in Clatsop County. And what they do is they work in partnership with the county animal shelter. So the animal shelter, you know, it's out there behind Costco, is run by the county, and it's a wonderful place. But the county only budgets less than $1,000 every year for all of the veterinary care and all of the medications for all of the cats and dogs in the shelter. And that's about...
Did you say $1,000 a year?
Yeah, so it's a small amount of money. It is. Wow. And less than, actually, it's about a dollar an animal. But wow. It's easy to vilify the county and say, what? But they have such hard choices. You know, there's meth
babies. Lots of places that need
money.
There's
the swimming pool. You know, there's picking up garbage. I mean, there's just, well, all kinds of things. And so a nonprofit formed so that people who cared about the animals could give money and it would directly benefit the animals at the shelter. So it's been a really good thing. The Clatsop Animal Assistance spends about $60,000 every year on the veterinary care and the and medications for the animals. So we have this giant bake sale once a year at Christmas time. And what we want you to do is we want you to come and we want you to take as much stuff as you can so you don't have to do any holiday baking. So it'll make your holidays stress-free that way. And then you just leave a donation for the Clatsop Animal Assistance at the end of the table. And this year we have so many sponsors. Local people and business people that are not just doubling the money that you give, but they're tripling it. So like if somebody gives us $50, we have $150 to give to the shelter. Last year, we took in almost $18,000, and this year we hope to take in $22,000. That's our goal.
That is just absolutely amazing to have a bake sale generate that kind of money. But I just want to come back to something you said, because I'm a big fan of twofers, where you can do something once and get two out of it. And what I'm hearing you talk about, so listeners, you don't have to do all your own holiday baking. Come to the bake sale and pick up some really wonderful, I saw a sample of cookies here this morning, pick up some really beautiful cookies, and I'm sure lots of other goodies besides cookies, but you'll have your holiday baking done and you get to contribute to a really, really worthwhile cause at the same time.
Yeah, and you mentioned a twofer, and dare I say we also have a threefer.
Sweet! Even better!
So we have all the baked goods, but we also sell something, and that is a box of fresh home baked goods. We sell this every year, and if you buy it, we will deliver it to a homeless shelter in the county. So you give money to the animal shelter and you take home fresh baked goods and you give a little extra money, and then a homeless shelter, homeless people who normally maybe wouldn't have fresh baked cardamom bread and chocolate chip cookies at Christmas,
wow,
can have that. So that's kind of a threefer.
That's a great one.
And there's more. Yeah, no, but there's so many things.
Like an infomercial.
I know. There's no Ginsu knives. They're dangerous. but there's so much that we bake. We make cardamom bread and we make rustic bread. All the quick breads, you know, banana bread and pumpkin bread and lemon poppy seed bread. There's so many cookies. So we have all the cookies that you love, snickerdoodles and chocolate
those
chip.
Bao.
Oh, yeah, bao. It's not very Christmassy maybe, but...
But so good.
I know. They're those steamed Chinese pork buns that have barbecued Chinese pork inside. And it doesn't matter how many I make. They just go so fast. I mean, I made so many more than I can even haul to the Fort George, but already I made 300. But already half of them have been reserved. And it's the same with the jam. We make Oregon wild blackberry jam. There's 6 different kinds of blackberries, and I put some black cap raspberries in there too. We made 28 cases, and half of them are reserved already. That to me is shocking. That's so much more than last year. So that's
so
really
we're
nice.
Tempting people with a lot of things that they can find there, and then we're saying things are reserved already. So
no, there's
things.
A lot left.
There's tons and tons of things left. So let's talk about the event. When is it? Where is it?
So the Fort George donates the Lovell Room to us on Saturday the 12th. So that's great. Next Saturday. It starts at 9 a.m. and then it goes to 4 p.m. So my bake sale is there, and it's a big bake sale, but this is the big fundraiser of the year for Clatsop Animal Assistance. So they have a silent auction, and they have all kinds of raffles. They have a couple big raffle items. One is an iPad. Yay!
Whoa!
Just so you know, I'm going to win that. And then, sorry, everybody. And then the other thing is a guitar, but it's a Breedlove guitar. They're an organ-made guitar. They're made in Bend. They're really, really something. Marcy Dunning and her husband Bob bought that for one of the big raffle items. All kinds of other raffle items. And there's big silent auction items too. You know, they have stays at local resorts and hotels and jewelry and just pretty much everything you want for Christmas.
And did I remember reading correctly on the poster that Santa will be there and your pet pictures with?
It's so fun. So yeah, Santa's there, and you don't bring your kids, you bring your pets. And so, and that's so fun because that usually happens on within like eyeshot of the bake sale. And so some of the dogs are so well behaved, so not like my house, but people bring the funniest things like ferrets and snakes. And that's just fun to see Santa cuddling up to a reptile. You just don't see that every day, you know? It's like slithery Santa time.
So, a little entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a photo taken.
Yeah, yeah.
Buy some delicious baked goods.
Yeah. And they usually have hot beverages. It's just
sounds like quite a day.
Yeah, it's a party, and it's a fundraiser, and it is just a really festive time of year. So everybody's in really high spirits.
So if someone perchance cannot make it to the bake sale on Saturday, but they're really interested in something that you talked about, is there a way that they can order something ahead of time or reserve something? Or?
Yeah. So if you were to call me, or of course you can call the animal shelter and they can put you in contact with me. I would save stuff for you, and then we'd you can come pick it up at the bake sale, or we could arrange somebody to bring it over to you. My phone number is 503-380-5151. And there's people who order, you know, quite a large amount every year, and then we will have that all boxed up and ready for them at the bake sale too. They want to be sure that they can get what they want, and that's really nice too, because then the money that they give for it too, everything gets tripled, which is really, really nice.
So if somebody wants a tray of cookies for their office or for a holiday party,
we'll put that together, and we have fancy cookies. We have all the mainstay cookies, the Russian tea cakes, and there's lime meltaways that are kind of like Russian tea cakes, but they're deliciously limeful. but we also make fancy cookies so that you can sprinkle those on your cookie platters and look like you're a genius. You can pretend that you made them. You can pretend you made any of this. I don't care. But I brought some so that you can see them. See?
Oh my gosh.
That's what they sound like on the radio.
Let me see that. Look at that.
Yeah. The big cookies we're making this year are these really interesting cookies. They look like Victorian postcards. And let me try to describe it. So what we do is we take a cookie and we frost it a special way. And then we take edible ink and we print an image onto potato starch paper, so it's edible, but it looks like an old-timey Victorian postcard, or there's quilt.
We're looking at those right now. I have to tell you, those are amazing.
They're quilt squares that are red and green. Those are really sweet. And then just Victorian Santas and Victorian holly wreaths and snowmen and candy canes, things like that. But I think, of course,
I could never tell anybody that I did this, because nobody that knows me would believe that.
I think that they're really, really pretty, really stunning.
They're
and so
beautiful.
Yeah, I'm excited about those. And they just make, I mean, if you put them out with a bunch of chocolate chip cookies, it would just kind of raise the bar for everything there. It would make everything look more special.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you have a fairy princess in the room. There's glitter on everything.
anytime someone shows up with a tiara.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
And those are short. They're shortbread cookies, right?
Yeah.
The base. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
They are
beautiful.
Absolutely
gorgeous.
Oh,
and we have some really good lavender shortbread this year. Teresa Retzlaff gave us some lavender to put to decorate the packages with, and then Pat's Pantry. We got the food grade lavender to bake them with. They are delicious.
Lavender shortbread is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my
yummy.
Downfall. Also some lavender lemon pound cake. No.
Okay. Yum, yum. So lots of beautiful treats coming up. So I'm curious, Linda, how did you get involved with this event?
Wow, that's a long story, but we have 20 minutes.
We do. So we've got time.
I had a dog I got married in 2007, and I had two dogs, a little Westie and then this 50-pound mutt. And then the 50-pound mutt did not like my new husband, and he was a very emotionally complex dog, very, very high-strung, and he loved to run in the woods, the dog ended up falling in love with my husband's daughter. Oh, deeply in love. And the daughter wanted the dog. And so
it was mutual.
Yes. So she took the dog. Oh, the dog loved her so much. He would howl if she was in the shower. But then situations arose in late 2007, and she had him out at the animal shelter. She'd put him there, and I didn't know it. But at the same time, we lost our home in that storm of 2007. It just got smashed by trees. So I couldn't take the dog back because I didn't have a place to take it. When I was walking my other little dog that survived one day, he maybe took a dump, can I say that on the radio, in a neighbor's yard. And I realized that I did not own a plastic bag to pick that up. And that was really almost...
Because your house had just been completely destroyed.
Yeah. And so that was kind of an epiphany. So anyway, I went out to the shelter and I was a blubbering mess. My dog is here. And they said, we don't kill animals. We have clats of animal assistance. You know, they give us enough money that we don't kill animals here anymore unless they're completely unadoptable. I thought, what if he's completely unadoptable? So what I did is every week I went and gave them money like he was being brought there new. And I thought that then that for sure they wouldn't kill him. So he was there for 3 months, and they had him on their poster every month. And once they put an ad in the paper, you know, just for him, saying he was an elegant dog, and he was, you know, that he was available. And then they took him to the Sunday market twice and featured him. And then a doctor lady saw him, and then she was going to come to the shelter and introduce her other dogs to him. And so they took him to the groomer, and they got him all fluffy and good smelling. And then she adopted him, and he had like the best life. But they did so much to get him adopted out at like the age of 10. It was the most remarkable thing. So I was so thankful. So when I was doing my Christmas baking that year, I brought in a big box of cookies for them. And they said, is this for the bake sale? And I said, bake sale? And I said, well, if you want them for that, I brought them for you, but okay. And so then the next year, knowing now that they had a bake sale, I ran the bake sale. And we made $145. Ooh. And then...
Which, you know, for most bake sales, that probably sounds like, hey, that's a pretty good thing.
Well, and then the next year, I ran the bake sale, and we made $300. Ooh. Woo-hoo! And I got the nicest letter. Oh, this is the most our bake sale has ever made. And then it just went from there. 900, 2600, 15,000, 18,000. And so then we hope to break 20 this year.
Wow.
My goal is always to pay a third of their veterinarian medication expenses for the year. So hopefully we can do that this year. So exciting. And that was a long story, but it didn't take 20 minutes.
It was a bit of a long story.
Sorry.
But it's really, I think it's so important to hear what is the thing that motivates someone mm-hmm. to get involved in a big way, because mm-hmm. I know the amount of time you put in to make this bake sale happen.
Yeah, we start in July, because that's when the dewberries, you know, those little Oregon blackberries, when they are ripe, you know, what's that adage? You should have a pie by the 4th of July. So we start in July picking berries. This year we picked 325 pounds of blackberries for the bake sale. So we make all that jam, and then we make blackberry pies too, frozen ones.
And that blackberry picking, Linda, was at some peril to
yes,
to your
yes.
life and limb, was it
yes.
not?
Yes. So normally I love the blackberry picking because it's in this big field. The farmer uses ditches with blackberries, as a lot of farmers do, for berries for fences, so he doesn't care about the berries. And he's got his heifers there, and they're so sweet. You know, they are teenage girls, so they act like teenage girls. And it's by our house, and so if they get someplace they're not supposed to be, my Westie, do you know what a Westie looks like? They're little white Scotty dogs. He's 20 4 pounds of toughness, you know. So he's old. He's almost 15. So he doesn't even do anything. He just stands up in the yard, which is so far from there, and he goes, meh, meh, meh. And then the little heifer teenage girls are like, oh, and they run back where they're supposed to be. And they're so sweet and so innocent, and they kind of sniff around you, but it's so fun picking the berries. But we have a new neighbor who shoots semi-automatic weapons in her yard a lot. And so what happened was the heifers were getting scared, and they were running, and they were losing weight, which no farmer ever wants that. So he switched the heifers out this year for 17 angry bulls.
Near where you were picking blackberries. Yes.
So normally I just go over with my little, I have a little electric Vespa, and I've got all my buckets and my hat and my gloves, and I just park it, and then all the little heifers kind of play with me while I pick the berries, and it's almost meditative. But this year, oh my gosh. So you hear, it's like a cartoon. If there's a little clot of dirt, they'll put their front legs up on it, and they puff their chest out like, look how much bigger I am now. And they snort, and they paw, and you can hear them snorting and pawing, and you're like, I had better get someplace safe right now. It was just the opposite of meditative. So whereas I normally have my little electric Vespa, I've got this big like Ford Explorer, and I would like pick, and then I would drive it 50 feet in the field, and then I would pick and drive it 50 feet in the field. And so then one day, as the summer went on, I think the bulls got angrier because they were just pestered by flies. You would look at them, and if you can like imagine a globe of the world, like the flies were like continents, it just made them angrier than they naturally were. And so one day I'm looking across at the dike, and I hear snort, snort, paw, paw, and I'm like, uh-oh. And he's looking at me, he's like, you make me angry. And so he's running towards me, I'm like, uh-oh. So I'm running to my car, and then a guy totally on the opposite, he's like, she makes me angry too. So he's running. I'd never had two bulls chase me. Regularly one would. So, oh my gosh, two bulls are chasing me. So I get in my car, and so it's facing the opposite way of the gate. I couldn't get out to open the gate anyway. So I'm driving towards the barn, and then hiding behind some equipment are three more bulls, and they're like, we are also angry. So they start chasing me too, and so I'm doing loop-de-loops around the barn like a cartoon with all these bulls chasing me, and I can't leave because I'd have to get out of my car to undo the gate, to open the gate, to get back in my car, to drive through the gate. All the bulls would get out. Oh my gosh. And so, yes, I was thinking of calling the jelly Dangerberry this year.
I think you should call it Dangerberry, and I think you should charge a premium for it. I do just want to take a quick second to remind everyone you're listening to Coast Community Radio this morning, KMUN 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5, or streaming live at coastradio.org. And if you are just joining us, you're listening to Food Talk, and today we're joined by Linda Perkins, who I like to call home cook and baker extraordinaire. And she's here talking about the bake sale that's coming up for Clatsop Animal Assistance.
That's right. My full name is Linda Baking Perkins.
We just call her LB for short.
Well, Linda, I have a question. You muster an army of people to help with this every year. How many people join you in this project?
You know, I always try to get 100 because I have a mentor. It's a woman in North Carolina who has a giant bake sale. She makes $30,000 every year, and she always has 100 bakers.
Okay, I just have to ask, how is it that you know a woman in North Carolina who's like queen of bake sales?
Oh, the internet. That's where most of my friends live.
So you found this woman who's making a lot of money at bake sales.
Yeah, for her animal shelter. And so she was very willing to tell me how she did it. And she was the one that said you have to not put prices on everything. And that was so scary for Clatsop Animal Assistance because they thought, without exception, everybody, that we would just make no money. And the opposite is true. People give so much money. It's just really nice to know that they support what Clatsop Animal Assistance does for the shelter. They pay all that money, but that's just part of what they do. They are the ones that walk the dogs twice every day. They are the ones that do all the interacting with the kittens. They're the ones that bring the animals, the cats, out to Petco. Have you seen those out there? That's really cool. Petco, I think that they are responsible for almost 6 million animals being adopted out of shelters in America since they've started that program where they have the shelter animals at their stores where people who are certainly interested in animals will see them. They do so much. So they take animals all over to different shows all over the county so that they will be seen by people who might not come to the shelter. I know I'm scared to go to the shelter because I'm going home with something.
Yeah. So you've got about 100 people helping you do baking.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You start early in the year because you're out there picking berries. I think there was some apple picking involved. There's mm-hmm. all kinds of things like that going on. Business sponsorships?
Yes.
What?
Yes, and that is a wonderful thing. So Dr. Kate Merrill and her husband Rodney match mm-hmm. everything we take in the bake sale for the last 3 years. So all the money people donate, they will match it, and then other businesses, they match it at different parts. You just heard Senator Betsy Johnson. Every year she sponsors us. So many J&H Boatworks, and then the Bornsteins, the Luke Colvin. There's so many, and my brain has just turned to goo because I'm on the radio.
I just totally put Linda on the spot with that question. Sorry.
Marcy Dunning, our president, is the one that takes care of that, and it's because she has a brain. I am so sorry.
But Linda's brain is a little mushy from the amount of... Have you ever calculated how many hours you spend on baking?
No, that would,
that would be kind of scary, huh?
Yeah. But yeah, Marcy does that part. But the local businesses are so generous because we have found that people give so much more when they know that their money is being tripled. It's like a win-win. It's really a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that really is incredible. I know when I was one of those people who pre-ordered some bao, and they are absolutely delicious. And it was like Linda did this great thing. I handed her the amount of money I was going to pay for these beautiful steamed buns, and I wasn't going to have to cook that night. And she said, "Oh, that just turned into $75. I'm like, you know, that's just so nice to know that the money that you're handing over is going to do so many different things. So mm-hmm. twofers, threefers, fourfers, mm-hmm. fourfers. Lots of ways to help Clatsop Animal Assistance. Mm-hmm. So in this little bit of time that we have left, what kind of baking tips for the people out there that might want to do some baking this year of their own? What would you share?
Well, I think there's something that is just cute as a button, and you might disagree, but this is probably the easiest and prettiest Christmas thing I know, and that would be little brownie bites with candy cane kisses. So you all know what a thumbprint cookie looks like. You got a peanut butter cookie, and you smash a chocolate kiss in it, and they're cute. But this is what you do. You go to the store, and you buy yourself a brownie mix. Yay! That's how complicated it is. And you mix up that brownie mix, and then when you're at the store, you also pick up, and I didn't even know they had these, but Hershey's has some kisses. They have all these different kinds of kisses, but they have candy cane kisses, and so they're red and white striped, and they're so pretty. I mean, they're precious and cute and pretty, and they're very Christmassy. So you mix up your brownie mix, and you get your mini muffin pan, and then you spray it real good, because if you don't, well, you're going to have to eat them all, because they're not going to come out of the pan.
With a spoon.
Right there, yeah. But so then maybe you fill the little mini muffin mixes about half full, maybe two-thirds full, and then you don't do what the box says. You put it in your convection oven at 300. You don't cook it real hot, and then you just cook it for 12 minutes. You take them out, and meanwhile, you have had those candy cane kisses in the freezer, so they're good and frozen, and you just put one in, just smash it down like you would a thumbprint cookie into each one of those little mini muffin, brownie mini muffins, and you have to let them sit a long time, and I mean like 4 hours, because what happens is the kiss turns like to liquid, but it keeps its shape unless you move it, and so just let them sit until that kiss.
Don't touch the kisses.
Yeah, they'll totally melt if you don't put them in there frozen. But yeah, just let it sit, and then it'll harden again just fine. And then they're just so cute because it's this little brownie mini muffin bite with this pretty little red and white striped kiss on top. It was like the closest thing to no work that you can possibly do, and they are cute. So that is
Is a great tip. Yeah. I love that one.
So I was thinking that I maybe did not mention that we have frozen pies.
Oh.
And that's kind of an important thing because we have 100 of them. So we would like for you maybe to buy one. So just kidding. But we have frozen pies, and they are wonderful. Again, I don't care if you pretend you made it. So what you do is you just take them home and put them in your freezer. And then when you have something that you might need a pie for, you take it out of your freezer. Your oven is warmed. You put it in the oven, and then you have a pie. And that's about as easy as it can get. The blackberry pies have those same 6 different kinds of Oregon blackberries plus the black cats.
Yum.
And then the apple pies are those Liberty apples, those ones that are really, they have that beautiful dark pink color in them, so pretty. Those are, David and Lisa Reed donated 350 pounds of those from their trees. And so we also have apple butter made from those, so apple butter and apple pies. But that's kind of a nice thing that we have every year, something that's really
That's popular. Incredible. And what a great thing. Buy a pie. It's frozen. Take it home. Put it in the freezer. Oh, you might have a holiday dinner coming up. You can pull that pie out.
Yeah.
Bake away.
Yeah.
Does it come with instructions so people know what temperature and how long and all that stuff?
And it'll keep for a year. So it can, the holiday can be Halloween next year.
The holiday of your choosing.
Yes, exactly.
So just a reminder of when and where the bake sale is.
Ooh, thank you. So Fort George at the Lovell Room, that's at the corner of 14th and Duane. You know that room that they have that has all those whiskey barrels in the window? So it is Saturday. That's this Saturday, the 12th of December in Astoria. And it is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And lots of things beside the bake sale going on there. Bring your pet all dressed up if you like or not for pictures with Santa Claus. Wonderful opportunities to get some really, really wonderful home-baked treats for the holidays. Share your good fortune with people who maybe are having some less good fortune this year so that they can also have some treats for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Take home some goodies to prepare later. It's always nice having stuff stashed in the freezer.
Yeah.
Linda, thank you so much for being with us today, and I certainly hope you meet your goal of $20,000 this year.
Thank you.
So for people who might be contemplating, or I know lots of people do bake sales out there, you have a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, I know how you love to set goals. any suggestions you might offer to people that are thinking about doing a bake sale for their event? Do you want any trade secrets you want to share?
Oh, no, there aren't trade secrets. It's just get a lot of people to bake. And then if you can, if you're confident, don't put prices on anything.
I love that. When you first told me that, I was like, wow, that could be kind of risky.
You know, it's a hard thing because if you were having a smallish bake sale, when I go to smallish bake sales, I see stuff and I think, you know, I might pay $5 for that, but what if somebody else would pay $7? I'll leave it, you know? And I think part of it is that we have so much. It doesn't matter how much stuff you take from us. It is not going to make a dent. Does that make sense? And so you don't have that kind of fear of like robbing them of a opportunity for making more money. And I think that the not putting prices on things might only work on a really big bake sale. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, anybody who wants to have a bake sale, contact me. I'll help you. I'll tell you everything I know. But I think it's good to have freezers.
Lots of freezer space lots of bakers.
I would like to thank just all the bakers that have been helping me, the people baking things at home. And there's a cadre of women that helped me at my house too. Jerry Yamasaki and Lynn Johnson, Leanne Henry, lots of people. Lorna Zemetkin. When my husband's children were little, they couldn't say that, so they always called her the Mexican. But I would like to thank them especially. They've been just a world of help. Thank you so much.
That's wonderful. And it just made me think, Marianne, we should talk to Linda about maybe doing a class on how to make those amazing Chinese steamed dumplings. I think that would be a fun class. I would sign
totally
up in a heartbeat.
Go. Yeah.
Those were so good. I'm a huge fan of things that you can tuck in the freezer and pull out and have later. They were absolutely delicious.
Thank you. And thank both of you for what you've baked for the bake sale, too, and are baking. Marianne's pies will be there.
I'm doing pies with Linda's berries.
Nice. Yay. So some really wonderful pies to look forward to. Linda, thanks so much. Best of luck with the bake sale. I know it's going to be a smashing success again this year, and I look forward to you meeting your $20,000 goal.
Thank you so much. Thanks
so
for having me.
Thanks very much, Linda, and thanks to our engineer, Marianne, and to Luke and Katie for our theme song, and thank you for joining us on today's Food Talk, fresh conversations about food on the North Coast.
It comes from Yeah.